Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en... If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press... If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1.
Hello?
Please hold while we transfer
Hi,
you to a customer please. Service representative.
I'm on the line with them. We're waiting for them to come on.
Enrollment broker. My name is Brian. Are you calling for the first time or an existing case?
Hi, no, we're calling for an existing case. My name is Abigail. I'm from the agency Family First Care. I'm on the phone with Mackenzie. She's the patient's caregiver. The patient's name is Imogene Hamilton.
Okay. So just to look up the case, I'll go over a few questions with you. We also wouldn't discuss the applicant's case unless given written or verbal approval. Can you spell their first name, please?
Imagene. Mackenzie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, great.
All right, so just for verification, if you could also go over the applicant's date of birth.
So it's 3-14-60.
Okay, and then just verify the address.
2816 North Banbury Street, Philadelphia.
2809.
What's the zip code?
It's 2809 North Banbury?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, let me see, so for the address that you stated, I guess we would want to go over, I'm trying to figure out what we could do in this situation because I got two people verifying at the same time. Let's see, so let me start over with the
Mackenzie's authorized representative, so she would know the correct address. I got this information from her. It could be resubmitted as a mistake.
I understand. So for the applicant, go ahead and tell me your name, please.
Mackenzie.
Are you an authorized representative?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and tell me the applicant's name.
Oh, Imogene Hamilton.
Okay, and then just verify what her date of birth is.
Hold up.
That's fine, Debbie.
And my phone just died. Hold up. Oh, 3-14-60.
Okay, and then go ahead and state the address again for me.
2809 North Banbury.
Okay, and just go over the city, state, and zip.
Zip code 19132, Philadelphia.
Okay, and then also just tell me to verify what your address and phone number is.
My address is 2372 Lincolnia Avenue, 19053. What else you asked for?
Your phone number.
Oh, yeah, 267-977-2207.
Okay. All right, so thanks for verifying the case. And then do you give approval so I could talk with the representative that's on the call with you, I think, that I was talking with earlier?
Oh, you said go on mute.
No, I was asking, do you give approval for the person I was just speaking with a little, just like right at the beginning of the call? Is it okay to discuss the applicant's case with them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then for the representative, go ahead and tell me your name too, please.
Abigail.
All right. And state your just your affiliation to the applicant.
We're the agency. Our agency's name is Family First Care.
Okay.
She's applying with us for home care services.
Alrighty. So now I have you all verified, and then it looks like there was an application started that was recent. It was like, I guess, around July, so I just wanted to do a status check on it. Can I place you both on hold just for a moment while I'm looking at the case?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, just a moment. Thank you for holding. So it looks like, according to the notice here on the case, the applicant had a letter sent out to them from the county assistance office, and it just says, please send in these financial documents, and it's saying, you know, that until we get these documents, the case is going to be closed. But now with that in mind, we are able to schedule what's called a reassessment. The only thing a reassessment does is just, actually, wait a second.
Yeah, the patient did have, there was a reassessment already. Just a second, please.
Okay.
There was an assessment scheduled for the 29th.
Yeah, it got rescheduled.
And then now there's also, so did that happen? Did that assessment happen?
No, it was rescheduled.
For the 6th?
For the 5th. It's this Thursday.
Okay, Mackenzie?
Yeah, and what time is it for the 5th?
No, so which was, did you say you scheduled for the 6th, or maybe was that a miscommunication? Was that for the 5th, maybe?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the 5th. It had to have been a miscommunication. That's why I asked what time is it for the 5th.
Okay, I see what it is. It's going to be any time they're going to call, and it'll be sometime between 3:30 and 4.
3:30 and 4?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, so that was just the first assessment, and then did they have to have the second assessment with the area agencies on aging still?
No, their documents are still current. The applicant had passed the medical review, so their case has already moved over to the county assistance office. But, you know, that's where the financial documentation just needs to be turned in. Or, you know, I don't know if it has already, but I'm just saying that that's, that was the last update on the application, on the case.
And now that's for the bank statements and stuff that y'all waiting for?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
No problem. Yeah, and I guess, you know, if you all had no other questions, would you want to go through a survey once this call is over?
That's okay.
No, it's all
good. I just want to confirm, you don't know if the bank statements were sent in yet, do you?
I don't see anything so far because I could check it, and I didn't see anything recently updated. I didn't see. The latest one was 21st of August.
Yeah,
that
we have to get
them. Okay, yeah. Fine. Thank you very much.
All right, you're all welcome. You know, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment. Welcome. You all have a great day.
Okay. Yeah, you want to hang up too?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you know which bank statements need to be collected.
Okay, which one?
I'm going to send that over to you, okay?
Okay, what, via email?